Unit 3, Lesson 1, Hawaii. If you travel 3,700 kilometers southwest from Los Angeles across the Pacific Ocean, you will reach the islands of Hawaii, the 50th state of the United States. This group of islands has a land area of only 16,700 square kilometers, stretched over 2,500 kilometers of ocean. The eight main Hawaiian islands are Niiwau, Lanai, Kauai, Maui, Oahu, Molokai, Kahoolawe, and the Big Island of Hawaii. Not all of the Hawaiian islands are popular tourist spots. In fact, one of them is uninhabitable and off-limits to tourists. That's the island of Kahoolawe, the smallest of the Hawaiian islands. Many years ago, this island was covered with vegetation. Today, it is barren and inhospitable. The blame for this goes first to European settlers who brought grazing animals to the island. When the animals finished eating all of the vegetation, nothing remained to protect the soil from the Pacific winds. It's possible that as much as 2 million metric tons of soil gets blown off the island each year. Kahoolawe was also used as a target by the U.S. Navy, and today there are still enough unexploded shells on the ground to discourage even the most foolhardy tourist. At present, the island is being restored, and scientists hope that someday Kahoolawe will be the beautiful place it once was. A second rarely visited part of Hawaii is the island Niiwau, which is known as the Forbidden Island. This privately owned island has fewer than 250 inhabitants, and you need an invitation from one of them to be allowed onto the island. The owner of Niiwau raises cattle on his secluded ranch, and many of the people on the island work for him. People say that there is no electricity on the island, and that the inhabitants have chosen to live in the traditional way in order to preserve traditional Hawaiian culture. The remaining six Hawaiian islands are open to tourists, though three of them attract far fewer tourists than the others. Molokai is home to more native Hawaiians than any other island. This island boasts the highest sea cliffs in the world and a wildlife park with rare animals from Africa and India. For many years, Molokai was one of the most beautiful prisons in the world. From 1865 to 1969, more than 8,000 people were sent to this island. But the only crime these people had committed was to suffer from Hansen's disease, formerly known as leprosy. Until a treatment for the disease was discovered in the late 1940s, anyone suspected of carrying the disease was sent to live in isolation on Molokai. Molokai is also home to the Kalokioli fish pond, which is an example of the sophisticated aquaculture used on the island at least 700 years ago. South of Molokai lies the island of Lanai. Lanai is a relatively dry island because the mountains on Molokai block the rain clouds from reaching the island. That doesn't mean Lanai is barren and infertile. Today, one-fifth of all Hawaiian pineapples come from this island. The island of Kauai has the honor of being one of the wettest places on Earth, with an average of 1,240 centimeters of rain per year. The remaining three islands, Oahu, Maui, and Hawaii, are all popular destinations for tourists. With its wonderful surfing, beaches, and golf courses, Oahu draws the most tourists of all. Oahu also has the only royal palace in the United States and the largest wind generator in the world. The island of Maui draws visitors who want to see the world's largest inactive volcano, while the most daring tourists travel to the island of Hawaii, which has the world's most active volcano. Hawaii is also the largest island in the group. In fact, Hawaii is twice the size of the other seven islands combined. Hawaii also produces some of the world's best coffee and macadamia nuts, and one-third of the world's supply of pineapples. Of all the states in the United States, Hawaii has perhaps the most ethnically diverse population, and that may be a result of the way in which the islands were settled. The first people to make their home on the Hawaiian Islands sailed there from other Pacific islands between the years 300 and 600. Much later, the English explorer and mapmaker Captain James Cook sailed to the Hawaiian Islands. In 1778, Cook put the islands on his maps, and before long, whaling ships were stopping there for supplies. In the 1820s, missionaries from the United States arrived to teach the Hawaiian people about Christianity. Some of the missionaries settled there permanently and started farms to grow sugar and, later, pineapples. As the farms grew and more farm workers were needed, the farm owners brought in workers from other countries. In 1852, workers arrived from China, followed by an influx of Japanese workers in 1868 and workers from the Philippines in 1906. Later, people from Korea, Portugal, and Puerto Rico came to work on the farms. Over time, people from the different ethnic groups intermarried, handing down a rich mix of cultures to their children and grandchildren. For example, a Hawaiian child might have a Chinese-Hawaiian mother and a Portuguese-Filipino father. Today, about 1.2 million people live in Hawaii, but only 10,000 are native Hawaiians. Hawaii is known as the Aloha State. Aloha means hello, goodbye, and I love you in Hawaiian. It's a word the average tourist is likely to say many times while visiting the Hawaiian Islands.